There's an update to the Peanut the Squirrel story. If you have not followed this saga, it's very controversial. And I'm on the side 100% of Mark Longo.
Lawbreaker, admitted.
Gentle, compassionate human being is what I call him. He runs an animal sanctuary, a home for wayward goats, for wayward horses who've run afoul of the law. And they come to him, llamas, etc. And he had a pet squirrel, well-documented now, named Peanut, and another pet raccoon named Fred.
Those are the ones that got him in trouble.
Well, Peanut was the star of the show, and yes, they did get him in trouble.
We found out yesterday, too, which I never knew, was that if a squirrel gets rabies, it's right away, like you know right away.
It's dead.
They are a rabies risk, but it's a very minimal.
Minimal, and it's because they die immediately.
Correct.
But it is against the law where Mr. Longo lives to own a squirrel, to a domesticated squirrel.
Sure.
Fair enough, but he said that no one, for 7 years, no one said a word, and it's an indoor squirrel.
Because nobody knew, and then he started...
Well, people knew. He's been on the internet for 7 years.
Right,
he's
but it got more and more popular, I'm sure. That's one of those things. He flew too close to the sun.
But he says, Longo says, here's the reason. Because he's been questioned, why would people do this to this poor squirrel? And remember, eight state agents... came to his home with a search warrant.
Where's the squirrel?
Barged in, took the squirrel, took the raccoon. He said, let me fill out paperwork. What can I do? I want to work with you. Our attorney said they might have worked with him, but they were quick on the trigger.
I'll take whatever shot I need.
That squirrel was dead.
We've already euthanized him.
What?
In the driveway.
That's like when that bat was in my house the first time around. I've had three.
Uh-huh.
And he was sitting in a cup on our stairs. And my daughter said... will they have to, and she was about 13, will they have to kill the bat? I said, oh, no, sweetheart. And the animal control officer said, absolutely. We'll decapitate the animal. Test him for rabies.
Got to test the brain.
Yep.
Not everybody.
You ain't going to see him no more.
Nope. I won't have to worry about him flying back in here.
Good night, ma'am, sir.
Good as dead.
Dead man walking.
What?
Okay, so this guy Longo, Mark Longo, was asked, Why would anyone want to have this squirrel taken from you, killed this raccoon the same way? He said his neighbors are upset because he has an OnlyFans page where he does X-rated material with his wife, and they are doing really, really risque things online. He says some of our neighbors don't like that. But he says this has nothing to do with my OnlyFans page.
You're telling me with what I do for side work for a little bit of extra money that I donate to the sanctuary. And, you know, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I know that's not why we're here. It's
legal. It's totally legal. It's right. Like, end of story. And it's legal.
Right. We're not trying to promote this. You know, I've been hearing people that I'm trying to promote my pages. This is not anything that's what's going on. I want justice for my animals.
I do, too.
So he swore, Mr. Longo swore, that he never used Peanut to push his porn.
That's right. He says it's a separate entity. I do porn on one end of the house.
Can't a man save animals and do a little porn with his wife
same
on
time,
the side?
Same time. Now.
It's called, they used to call them Renaissance men.
Correct. Now what do they call them? Porn smugglers. Smut smugglers. Ridiculous. And poor Peanut pays the price for this guy's X-rated porn. Secondly, he says, do we babysit kids here sometimes? Sure. Totally separate from my porn. Can no OnlyFans
my side hustle?
Exactly.
Yeah, there's lots of OnlyFans people out there. If you think they don't have kids, you're out of your mind.
Big is right.
Your kids.
So his thing is, one of the neighbors is upset that they do this OnlyFans page, and it's hardcore. He admits it. He's like, "Yeah, we do stuff around the butt." Okay.
What? Did you add that part?
I didn't hear that part.
I read between the lines. It seems like there's some butt play in place. Mm. Okay.
Or is that just wishful thinking?
I don't know. I want to check it out. I want to check it out for myself. But he says, yes, my wife and I do this OnlyFans page. Yes, we will babysit kids here sometimes.
Yes.
Yes, fine. Yeah. We do have an animal sanctuary. So it's his theory, and he doesn't know who did it. But one of his neighbors called the cops.
You can judge me if you want for the areas that I make money from. But the simple fact is you're now accusing me of having children in my house. And if I have kids involved in my pages, it's devastating. And how did we get down to this? You know, if you were so concerned about two animals that were a potential threat to society that have never even left the house, You know, it's a little bit over overkill to get a search warrant and use these animals as a prop to come in to investigate something that's not there, that was never there, that's never been a part of my life.
I'm on the side of Mark Longo. Longo speaks for all of us. He can do what he wants. It's legal. He can do the OnlyFans.
This is a strange attachment to hitch your wagon to.
I am... On the hill, I will die on the hill for Mark Longo.
On the porn pusher?
For the porn, I won't call him a
porn pusher. I don't think he was a porn pusher.
Not a porn pusher. Perfectly legal OnlyFans. Yeah. You know, people do that. Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
Or are we going to keep hearing, so, you know, the internet is doing what the internet does. It does. It's peeling away every layer that this man has. So pretty soon we'll know when he was arrested and for what.
Well, that's the thing.
Who he hit.
That does.
And why he's lost some jobs over the years. Who knows?
Sometimes that does happen.
I feel like in his case, that won't happen.
Maybe.
I feel like the porn's it.
He has a soft spot for animals.
It did not take long to get down to porn, though.
Well, 24 hours. I mean, it did. Yeah. Squirrel's dead. What'd he do? Porn. Okay. Got it. Here it is.
Well, that's right. You know, the cops came in saying, do you have cameras here? That's the other thing.
Right.
And he thought that was an odd question.
Was there a camera room set up?
Well, there was because they filmed in one room. Mm. And he said the first question wasn't about anything to do with the animals.
Yes.
And they just came in, they said, do you have cameras here?
Right.
And he was like, what?
Yeah.
And they were like, do you have cameras set up?
And then they went and got the squirrel.
You think do we know how old Peanut the dead squirrel was at the time of his death?
7.
And you don't think that at any point in this man's life, because you said he raised him from a pup.
An infant squirrel. Yes. After seeing his mother run over on the streets of New York City,
mm-hmm.
he rescued that squirrel.
Right. So you don't think at any point in this man's porn life, side hustle, the family squirrel didn't just scamper across the bed?
I think Peanut, no.
We've all had animals involved in bed play.
Mm-hmm. Peanut probably went in his cage. Peanut didn't need to see that.
Well, even if he did. I mean, even if the squirrel was like on his shoulder while he's, you know.
Rogering.
Mm-hmm. You know, is that against the law?
It's pretty kinky.
Is that wrong?
Grab her boob. My God, what, Peanut? Grab her boob.
I hadn't considered that possibility.
I don't think that, because that is almost like a form of bestiality. I don't think that.
Exactly.
That.
How many times have I told you my dog gets curious sometimes during my lovemaking?
Uh-huh.
You know, my dog will.
Grab her boob. What?
We've had calls from people who've said their cat has come up and scratched at their backside.
Sure.
While this
swinging testicles.
Remember that one guy called many years ago. His testicles were swinging and the cat scratched at him. My God, it's awful. It happens. Your animal becomes involved. You don't want them involved. It's possible.
I think Peanut was put properly away in a cage.
Too. I don't think Peanut had
a cage. I mean, everything I've seen, he was just hopping around this guy's shoulder.
I think he would take him out for those videos. I think he was probably on the bookshelf and was doing just fine by himself. And then they come in, barge in with 8 state agents banging on the door. It's awful.
Where's the squirrel?
It's awful. And they did the same to the raccoon, who had no part in that.
No, Fred didn't deserve it, anyway. He was just... He was new to the group. Yeah.
Terrible. I mean, it was really, really awful.